Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The powerful historical fiction Absolution by Bob Reepy is the story of a man and a woman, both narcissists, who get married. The man is a well-known doctor and the woman a world-class piano player. This takes place in the 1800s around Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Conflict is the name of the game as the two do battle. The theme is one of forgiveness. Harriet gets in a train accident along with most of her family and ends up losing her right arm. Her life was saved by the doctor. She's determined to learn how to play with just her left arm and towards the end succeeds. Bob was born December 4th, 1948 in Perham, Minnesota. Graduated from Moorhead State University in 1970 with a secondary education degree in history. Spent 10.5 years in the U.S. Navy as an Arab linguist and then as a Russian linguist. Bob was a regional sales manager for Barrel of Fun Snacks, a rural mail carrier, until his retirement. He's also the author of Journey of Hope and Rough on Rats and now Absolution. And Bob Reepy is our guest on This Week in America. Bob, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
It is such a great story that you tell, and we'll get into it on so many different layers. Let's start with this fascination you've had with writing, the fact you've written a couple of books, and now you have Absolution, the newest book available at Amazon. We'll talk about that as we go through. What was it that got you interested in writing? Why did you decide this is something I'm going to do? Because a lot of people think about it. Very few take the opportunity and do it, which you have done successfully. How do you get started in all of this?
Well, it was a long ordeal, but I've always loved history, and I came across the story about a Catholic priest who actually was married, and he became a priest, and his wife became a nun, and he was a renegade priest. Basically, he had trouble with bishops wherever yes. he went. And he ended up bringing a group of families, about 50 or so, out to Minnesota, and put a settlement up. This is in the 1870s, and made a settlement up by Rush Lake, and it's about 5 miles, 10 miles from Perm. So I started researching that, and the more I researched, the more I was amazed at his story.
Oh, yes.
And I ended up writing Journey of Hope then, and I still have requests for it. And this was 1985 when that was published.
Wow.
It kind of tells my age a little bit. But in the meantime, I was married, had a wife, and ended up with three children. So that took up a lot of my time. So
yes.
my writing kind of was set aside for a while until 2011 about. I started reading a story about a guy that had a rough time of it in his life as a farmer in the 1870s, 1880s. And he was from rural Perm. And so I started researching it in my spare time. And found out that it was an amazing story of what he was doing, because he ended up dying, and his name was not on the cemetery. His name was not on the same tombstone as his wife, and I tried to figure out why, and it turns out that he had been sent to jail, the county jail, and ended up being poisoned. He died of eating rough on rats, rat poison.
Wow.
And he ended up being buried at the Poor Farm Cemetery outside of Fergus Falls. And at that time, I had no idea. I had never heard of such a thing as a Poor Farm Cemetery or a Poor Farm. So I began researching to try and find out where this gentleman was buried. And it took me almost a year just to find out where the cemetery was, because the cemetery was from 1882 to 1938. At 1938, it was discontinued and fell into disrepair. And then, of course, World War II was coming along. So all the stakes, they were metal stakes with a number on them, were all pulled up. And so there was basically a cemetery there with nothing but unmarked graves. I had no idea how many people were buried out there or what. So I started researching that and spent several years just going through newspapers.
Oh, yes.
And so I have stacks and stacks of research material that I found out a lot of the people that are buried out there were mostly poor folks, but they all had a story, and some of the stories were almost unbelievable.
Boy,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it sounds like you learned something yourself in putting these stories together. I mean, what remarkable stories you must have heard and wrote about. And those two books, by the way, Journey of Hope and Rough on Rats, you'll find those, I'm sure, on Amazon, all the information there. The new book is Absolution. It's interesting about the Poor Farm Cemetery. I wasn't sure there was anything like that as well that came out in one of Bob's books. Talk about creating the topics to explore and write about. How did you come up with the story of Quinn and Harriet, the narcissist who got married, the piano player, and the doctor? Was that based on the true story that you had heard?
All of my stories are based on real people. The initial Journey of Hope is basically a history story. That's fact after fact after fact. Then with Rough on Rats, I kind of started to add a little fiction to some of the story. The real characters, but they probably didn't do all of the things that I said they did in the book. I had a third book, Wrong Turns, it was called. But I had a little problem there because I had thought that the main character, who was a Civil War vet, I thought was buried at the Poor Farm Cemetery, but turns out after some research that he wasn't. He was buried over in Bluffton, Minnesota. It's about 20 miles from Perm. And but the problem is that cemetery was never identified until I found it. And
interesting.
It's in a city park. So there was big hubbub about
I can imagine. Yes.
Anyway, so I kind of set it aside because it really upset a lot of people. But I'm still sticking to the fact that the guy is buried out at right beside the main picnic area in Bluffton.
That's just
but
amazing.
But then I continued on research in that cemetery, and we found 176 bodies out there. And the way we found them was through metal coat hangers, witching or divining, it was called. And we had to figure out who these people were, because I'm still looking for Buck Steichen, who is the main character in Rough on Rats. That took another year or so before we finally figured out how the layout was. And we now have about 140 out of the 176 graves, we have them definitely identified who they were.
Interesting.
And so each one has a little story, and I've been trying to include several of them in each of my books that I'm working on and have written.
Well, with us,
it's a process that will probably go on for another 10 years. I got probably 5 or 6 books that I have the material that I could put together into novels. I've basically changed now to novels instead of stories.
It's interesting what goes into the writing, in this case, Bob Reepy. And if you're Googling, Reepy is R-I-E-P-E. The book, the new one is Absolution. You'll find the book available at Amazon, GothamBooksInc.com, as well. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about this story here, because you've got these people, and I'm assuming based on real people, you've got conflict, you've got forgiveness. Talk about putting the story together for Absolution. You've got the narcissists that clash heads, don't they?
Yeah, they they did. They both denied that they were narcissists, but they ended up getting married, and then they found out that the other one was just like him, and so they didn't get along very good. Of course, then Dr. Shanahan finds out that his wife had been raped. And this was before Dr. Shanahan was in Fergus, and that didn't go over very well with him. And so they ended up separating and finally getting a divorce. And then the accident happened where Harriet lost her arm and had to have an operation. And in the course of the operation, she ended up losing a lot of blood, and she needed a blood transfusion. And blood transfusions were very limited back in the 1880s because they really didn't know much about the types. So Dr. Quinn offers to give her his blood, and the chances are 1 in 100 that he was going to be successful, and sure enough, he succeeded. There's a whole lot more to the story than just those two. Each character that I've created, I wanted to be able to have the reader live inside that character, no matter which character it is. Experience all the conflict, all the turmoil, all the problems that the characters had in that time. And my goal is for the reader to have trouble putting the book down.
Well, that's the
case. Continuous evolution.
In reading the reviews, that's one of the difficulties that a reader has. It's like, okay, before I go to bed tonight, I'm going to read another chapter or two, and you have us hooked in, and it's almost like these characters come to life. Have you thought about, you know, a movie out of this, a video of some kind, a television or a motion picture, because there's a great story to tell with great characters?
Well, one of the books, I use several authors that I've fallen for. I love their training on how to write a novel and that. And one of them is C.S. Locken. I don't know if you know her or not, but one of her books is it's called Shoot Your Novel. And I'm incorporating that into my works, where it's just like putting emphasis on certain items in the book that have meaning that somewhere along the line, the reader will figure out why that was in there.
Okay.
It's an experience that I'm learning new things as each book. And my main goal is to be able to add something new or unique to each of my books that I write.
Well, Absolution is receiving excellent reviews. The book is available at Amazon, GarthamBooksInc.com. All that, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've really jumped into this writing. I'm impressed by all of the research you do in putting this together, the character development. Talk a little bit about your writing process. Do you have a set work schedule where every day you set aside time, or do you just, when you feel like writing, you sit and it comes?
I try to follow a pattern, but a lot of times I'll get up at, I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I have an idea and I sit down and I start writing, and then pretty soon it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And I'm still writing. So, and usually if I don't sit down and write it right away, by the time I wake up and get out of bed in the morning, I forgot about what I had thought about.
Yeah, these great ideas that you have suddenly at sunrise, they're gone. Is that the best time for you to write? You know, evening, dark time when everything is, I assume, fairly quiet?
Yes, I think so. I try in the morning, I try to walk 4 miles in the morning when it's nice out. And,
oh, great.
And it gives me time to think about what my next chapter is going to be and how it's going to develop and down the line and that. So, and then if I do hit something, I'll jot that down when I get back. And then pretty soon I'm writing.
Do you have a favorite book? You mentioned those and you sound very attached to all of those, even though, you know, the first book that you wrote, Journey of Hope, was a few years ago. What was it? Do you have a favorite, or is it sort of whatever book you're working on now is your favorite?
I think that's it. I'm working on, not to get ahead of myself too far, but once I went to the publisher with Absolution, I already started the next one, and it's called Redoubtables. And one of the main characters is a dog.
Oh.
And a dog that talks, but he only talks to the reader. And he plays an important role in discovering who there was two murders in the story, and he's able to he knows who did it, so he's able to take his owner to where the murders occurred, and they figure out who did it.
Very creative idea. So how is that book coming? When do you think you'll have that ready to publish?
I had people asking when is it ready yet. It's a ways away yet. Takes a lot of writing and rewriting.
Well, let's settle on Absolution.
I'd say by December, I think I should have it
okay.
ready.
So yet this year, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that. Absolution is the new one. A couple minutes left here. Let's focus on that here. What do you hope the takeaway is? It's a fascinating story of these two people, the conflict, the moral premise they go through, the moral quandaries they go through, the forgiveness. What do you hope people take away, besides the fact it's a good story, well told? What do you hope the takeaway is from people who read Absolution?
Well, I'm hoping that they come away with a couple of the main theme stories that forgiveness is hard to give, but is even harder not to. And there's a lot of meaning in that.
Exactly. Yes.
I hope the typical reader, realizes that. And then, of course, there's only one thing worse than a self-absorbed person, and that is two of them married to each other
in the same marriage.
So
yes.
They end up getting married again, remarried, But I better not tell any more of the story.
No, I think I had to stop you there so you don't give much. And I've been trying to watch on my questions so we don't give a whole lot away, get people hooked and understand all of the challenges that everybody faced and what they went through individually and as a couple, and it unfolds so well. And in Bob's new book, Absolution, Bob Riepe, that's R-I-E-P-E, men are still left here in the program. What's it like? You got started writing these books. They're so well written, reflective of that period in history. What's it been like being a published author? How much fun has this been to research and to write the book?
Well, it's getting more nerve wracking as it goes along, because I have a company looking at it for movie rights. And a company, hopefully, that they're going to give a quote and buy the rights to my book.
Oh, fantastic!
But that's still in the making. That's part of the reason why I'm a little nervous.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You've got the creative part, which you've got down, and now you've got the business part and trying to get the book out there and people read and enjoy and turn into a movie. And it would make you've got all the elements for it. It's a great historical fiction based on a couple of characters. You do such an excellent job in drawing out the characters so we understand them. This book is Absolution. The book is written by Bob Riepe. That's R-I-E-P-E. Book available, Amazon, GothamBooksInc.com, the publisher of the book, bringing good books to life. And all of this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Bob, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Time has gone by so quickly. Absolution, here's another possible movie that's out there. You'll enjoy it as you read it. Books available basically wherever books are sold. Thank you for joining us on the program, and hopefully we'll be back to talk about the new book maybe the end of the year.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It has been our pleasure. Bob Riepe, that's R-I-E-P-E. If you're Googling, the book is Absolution. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.